The Ministry of Education has taken on a bold initiative which has the potential to transform the culture of teaching and learning of mathematics in schools across the country. It's a mathematics enhancement program which saw the participation of mathematics teachers and principals from 15 primary and 13 secondary schools. Manager of the Joint Board of Teacher Education at the UWI, Mona Jamaica, Dr. Joan Spencer-Hernandez, was one of the consultants of the project. She addressed the importance of the pilot program.
Have selected pilot schools. We're not doing all the schools this year, so we're piloting the program in the first year with 28 schools in all. So this is their first face-to-face training session. There'll be other kinds of sessions, and we have a team of persons who will be working with them on the ground. So we're doing the first sensitization to what the program is all about and initial training of some general concepts and content that they really need to strengthen as we move in.
Dr. Spencer-Hernandez said the program is aimed at strengthening instructional practices and improve student outcomes in mathematics across St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
It is framed pretty much off the Framework for Action in Mathematics Education, which was piloted and researched by myself and Dr. Lois George also through the Caribbean Development Bank. So it's a model that takes into consideration policy that, to enable the activities to go on, whether it is that we're having primary specialist teachers or we're having, looking at the general things, the enabling environment, how well trained are our teachers. We're looking at the curriculum. So there are some aspects of this FAME model that we're using. And like I said, it involves enhancing teach training at the in-service level and the pre-service level. So that's essentially a collaborative approach using that FAME model where we're looking at the curriculum, we're looking at teacher training in-service and pre-service. We're looking at providing materials, manipulatives, and the technology that they need to up their game in the classroom. So it is multifaceted.
The mathematics consultant said it is important that everyone is on board with this important initiative.
Achievement in mathematics, it's a regional problem, and at every level, every country, we are pretty much trying to improve the performance in this area. We are also targeting the huge gap between the performance of boys and girls. And so that is one of the objectives that we have, to close that gap. And we just want to encourage everybody to come on board, as he so rightfully said, because it's not just about the teachers alone. It's not just about the Ministry of Education officers alone. We all have to see it in the nation's interest so that we can get more children, especially at the CSEC level, to qualify for tertiary education and to also qualify for the world of work, because without math, they're hitting too many stumbling blocks. And for the development of this nation, we need to have more children graduating with 5 subjects or more, including maths and English. Now, whereas English has been moving, math is still not where we would like it to be, so our kids are not matriculating to tertiary level. So it's extremely important that we all take this serious, get on board, have fun with it too.
Manager of the Joint Board of Teacher Education at the UWI in Mona, Jamaica, Dr. Joan Spencer. With today's special report, I'm Colvin Harry.